yongera Katonda engali z'amaanyi olw'abaweereza ababadde bayimiridde mu maaso
gaffe
nga batuweereza nga balaga nti bafuuka ebbaluwa
omwoyo
omutukuvu zaawandiiseemu ebyawandiikibwa n'okunnyonnyola
kwonna
teweerabira tufuuka
bayigirizwa
okusinda ku Matayo sura ya
28
twagamba tugenda tufuula amanga gonna
abayigirizwa
tubayigirize ne byonna mukama bye
yatulagira
abantu abo
abayigirizwa
bagenda nabo kweyongerayongerayo nga bafuula amawanga gonna
abayigirizwabayogerako
mutemise w'ekyokubiri essula yakubirisooka
n'olwokubiriebigabo
bikwasa abantu
abeesigwaabanayinza okubyongerayoakano
naawe
Right now, you
who's
remained there,
hope
to thank God, tell him,
need
to make me an episode.
Make
me your episode.
Make
me your mouthpiece.
I
speak to nations.
I've
begun to discern
the
from the worthless.
Jeremiah 15,
verse 19. I discern
special
things from the vial. Mouth, you make it
yours. I
speak to nations
when
I speak with wisdom
that
in the
world
I speak understanding
which
is in the
world. I
speak your
counsel
as your word
is.
I speak power
that
in your
word and
it is manifest.
As you
your Holy Spirit as it
heals, it
renews. Lord, lift
me. I speak
in the light of knowledge.
Revelation,
which bring manifestation,
which
bring revelation, which brings
to
manifest
secrets
from the kingdom of God, righteousness,
the
secrets of eternal
heaven,
that I draw heavens
unto
all, that we enter
and
we be with you, Lord, that
light,
the treasure of knowledge,
my vessel
of clay,
into
I speak with
nations,
treasure of knowledge I give to
nations.
I know that eternal
life
for you, the one true God,
in
the Christ Jesus who
stands.
Let me always speak
the
spirit of fear, O God,
that
he manifests
that
people hate evil,
people
help other depart from evil,
become
your children, Lord.
Because
God, you are holy,
you want us
to be holy.
Let
your Holy Spirit work with me
that I
can glorify you always,
that
I can glorify you in the entire world.
In
your goodness, it all gets me. I know one thing. In the
John chapter
16, verses 12
up
to 15,
your
Holy Spirit never speaks what he wants, but
he
speaks of Christ.
That is
heart from Christ.
One
is of Christ is of the Father. He gives
us
and he glorifies you. Lord, I know. I will see your goodness all the days.
And
eternal life.
Oh,
King of Kings, you have saved me
from
the troubles of this world.
Save
me from death.
Save
me from hell.
Save
me from the lake of fire. And you have made me
your
heir of thy kingdom, a heir of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You can sit down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
We thank
God the Almighty.
Move
to gather us this day.
To move to
teach us to profit.
As he spoke in Isaiah
48,
verse
17.
That
it's me, God, who teach you how to profit.
We
show you the way you have to go.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And thus he led you. This profiting,
and
he first profits you,
and moves
on to profit the many.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We are
not going to take much time.
We are
going to move on.
ne department yaba malaika abatukufu
with the department of the holy angels
mu kanisa yakatonde ntukufu kunsi
in the holy church of God on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ni dobozi.
I am by name and voice
omutume Ronald Hopkins,
Apostle Ronald Hopkins,
wamune musumba
together with Pastor Samuel Newman
no musumfa Bible
and our Bible reader teacher Jacob.
Tubagara nyo mwena.
We love you all
mulinya lya mukama wafu Yesu
in the name of the Lord Jesus
umwana wa katonda omulamu
son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweleza bono.
We bless in this ministry
of
the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto
you the
sixth standard strategy of God fulfilling his worldwide promised call where God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet earth and this final work on this planet earth it is the revival and the restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets who were there from the beginning as the New and the Old Testaments are so that they can be known the way they were the way they have to be and the way they will be forever.
So
this sixth standard strategy of God one of those which help us fulfill that work and this strategy is known as the harvesters of spirits to get them from this world take them back home in heaven as we save them from hell and the lake of fire and we were told that these harvesters of spirits they work under the two goddess heavenly governments on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Government is a
those two governments as they are in heaven and the way they manifest on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where there is the first government, God is heavenly government on this earth has a responsibility to see that things done in heaven they are done on earth and even to see that the counsel of God who is in heaven established on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And our second
government
is known as the central government.
Government
God is government in the governments of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It is called the central government.
It's
called God is government in the governments of the world. For a reason that the departments within it they are just like those in the governments of the world. But their intention to reconcile governments of the world God is heavenly government which works within church
and
even to see that
government is almost
governments of the world they know that God rules in their government 99%
yes,
praise Jesus mind but we decided
department omunana,
we began on the 8 departments which make up God's heavenly government on this earth and these 8 departments they have a responsibility to see the things done in heaven they are done on this earth
to
see that the castle of God of heaven it is established on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Those words are two. To see that things done in heaven they are done on earth. Because all those done in heaven
including
worship and the praise of God in the spirit and truth never to forsake the assembling together for the word of God and those are done in heaven then again there is the council of heaven
and
has to be established on this earth. It is to say that in heaven it is not done there but heaven took counsel that we do that on this earth. For example like
he
said in the first Corinthians chapter 11 that every man
is
yet their own woman and every woman
to
get their own husband but in heaven it is not like that in Mark 12 verse 25 and in heaven we have to be like angels
there's
no marrying no getting married yet heaven still counsel for us about that
You can
be able to reach in heaven, be like angels.
Every man who wants
him to get their one wife,
even
a woman get their one husband,
nearly
to become as angels in heaven. And no go married, no marry. If
she's
not passed the test in this world, one wife or husband God gives you, then it means to be as angels in heaven, you will not be able to stand it. What would you have even gone for there? For both immoral and the adulterous, God will judge them.
So departments, you know,
so these eight departments,
department,
where there is department of the Holy Church of God on the earth, yes, responsible to reveal us the foundations of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then we have department of bishop and deacons.
Then we have department of bishops and deacons.
Order,
responsible over order,
decency and peace.
Decency and peace in the Church of God.
Program services katunda.
Even to programming the services of God. As His word is. Those we've come seeing them.
Department,
and we saw department of the judges of the Holy Church of God on this earth. Responsible over the holy marriage,
family,
holy family, even the Holy Church.
As
they reveal us light of the commands,
amateka,
the laws,
emisango,
judgments,
endagirizo,
statutes,
teka teka zaka,
and the ordinances of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then department,
then we have
katunda,
department of elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth. These are responsible to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of God, righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
As
they reveal secrets of the entire heaven, that they draw heavens onto us, that we may enter and we be saved from death in hell and the lake of fire. All those we able to see them, you was not been present. Then we move to see the fifth department, department of brethren, the musicians, those who lead us in the praise and worship in the spirit and truth. You say in the spirit, as we are led by Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, and to say in the truth, when we are in the truth of the Holy Scriptures, that we may be praising God and we worship Him and we sing with Him. Then we saw the sickness department, department of the teaching priests, those responsible to reveal the full knowledge of God, the fullness of God, to reveal His presence, that is the glory of God, even to reveal the works of His hands in the entire heavens, in the entire heavens and earth, in the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to enter into the everlasting, that of God. All those we've come seeing there. Now, anyone who is new, you have been missing many things, but we'll come you in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you have a new member you are nearing to, you move on to welcome them. Wish them the full knowledge. Anyone who is new here, you wave at us. This is your first day here. We will come in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have been still moving on
department
with the seventh department. Department of holy angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth, as it is in heaven. Hebrews 12:22-23. That they are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
the
great gathering of angels.
And
the holy ones of God, the church of the firstborn, written in heaven. Now they gather together.
So it's
the way it has to be on this world. There are many things we've come seeing on these angels. And we reached to the seven divisions of the seven groups of angels. Their works, their codes, and the way they are led by seven spirits of God
will
be able to fulfill their works.
Now,
we saw the first group of the angels, Michael, those who fight wars, who stand for the children of men, the spiritual and the physical wars. We saw the second group of the angels, Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, as they pass through dreams, in the visions, in the trance, in Urim,
Samimu,
Thummim,
Nemo Azotas,
even in the Azotals.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then,
then we saw the third group,
Raphael,
the group of angels Raphael. That we call Tigris or Hedekel, which means measurements, or angel of measurements, angel of the times and seasons, the angels of prophecy, the angels who are doctors. Those we call and they come to treat us in different sicknesses. Then we saw the fourth group, the group of the angels, Abaddon of the chains, those responsible over death and hell, known as the prison of God,
or
the bottomless pit, where God imprisons rebellious spirits of the fallen angels, even those from the children of men.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then twatula ku chibinje chokuta.
Then we look to the fifth group,
chibinja cha malaika Ariel,
the group of the angels Ariel,
owenkuba,
angel of rainfall,
amazi,
water,
awamu nobutonde bonna,
even all the creations,
kubukulembera mukuweleza Katonda,
leading them in the serving of God.
Wanga tumanyi mbarumi esuli omunana,
because we know in Romans chapter 8 verse 28,
ebintu byonna bikolera wamu,
all things work together
olwabo abagala Katonda,
for the good of those who love God.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much. And we finished that group. We saw the sixth group, the group of angels of fire. Are we together? The angels of fire, both responsible on burning powers of darkness, witchcraft, sicknesses, burning demons,
and to
burn sickness like HIV, cancer, and the others. We saw the way we relate with them. And we no more call fire by ourselves, but we send them. Angels, you burn as you burn Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes,
because we read in Revelation 14, verse 18. We saw angel in charge of fire coming from the golden altar of God. We saw them sent in Sodom, in Genesis chapter 19:23-24, and they burnt Sodom and Gomorrah. This time they are to help us much to burning powers of darkness of Sodom and Gomorrah, powers of homosexuality, men committing evils on each other, women commit lesbianism, and to burn sicknesses and the rest.
And
moved on to make all prayers which will come these angels, and that immediately begin to work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We last ended with a group of angels, Jophiel, angel of the seal of God, one responsible on sealing the children of God, those who hear the everlasting gospel of salvation and they believe it and they put in action the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Because we saw Revelation 7, verse 1, verse
3.
Angels on the four corners of the earth. They wanted to destroy the earth in those days. Angel of the seal of God, he told them, wait, we first seal the children of God, those servants of God. Praise Jesus much. But according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14, they seal only those who hear a gospel of salvation by the Holy Spirit. All the rest, they never seal those in stories.
But
that is how we've come studying from you until this day where we are. And we want to summarize. We want to summarize. The seven codes of the seven groups of angels, that you can understand them very well. The seven codes of the seven groups of angels. Praise Jesus much. This is going to help us to discerning the fallen angels from the holy angels of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. We have headed on to seven chords of the seven groups of angels
to
help us to discerning the fallen angels, those of Satan, and from the holy angels of God. It's going to help you much to discerning these ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If we do not do that, it may be very hard for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Revelation chapter
1,
verse 19,
he
speaks as he says this.
Revelation
chapter 1, verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands which you saw at the seven churches.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The seven stars, they are the seven angels of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When they say the seven angels, they have begun to group them. These seven groups of angels, as we've come break down above. But all these groups, each group has its code it moves through.
And
because angels have reached seasons and they have to appear in our midst and they have to minister towards us, we must be able to discern them because there are fallen angels. Praise Jesus
much.
They were chased from heaven. And if we do not know these things,
it would
be hard for them to appear unto us, these holy angels, because we fail to discern them from the fallen angels. And will come fallen angels when we are not aware.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According
to
Revelation chapter
8,
verse 1 and 2, these seven groups of angels, they have seven commanders. It means each group with one commander
has
one trumpet of God. Let's read, we see. Revelation chapter
8,
verse
1.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse
2.
And I saw seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Praise Jesus much. Connect Revelation chapter 1 verse 20. Began as they told us the seven stars. They are the seven angels of the church. But when we enter Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, they tell us that these seven groups of angels, they have seven commanders. And each commander has a trumpet of God. Remember, angels are thousands of them. Because every group we saw, it has almost 25 trillion.
But
cannot command them with words. I've told you go. It has to be a trumpet because there are many in that group. Praise Jesus much. And if you say you command,
in
heaven they don't use phone calls. Not that
you
call these police
commander,
radio called you call commander, I am saying you go to this, in this unit.
The
others are trumpets there. He blows it, it spreads entire city of Jerusalem in heaven. Because 100 trillion angels, according to Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Let's read there, we see. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 in thousands of thousands. Yes. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. 100 trillion of the holy angels. It means, as we saw in the other time, that four groups of the holy angels, they divide 25 trillion each.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you speak of trillion of angels, for these are four groups, understood the fifth group, it has creations.
The
group of angels Abaddon, they have their army which is separated from that. Now it means these four groups, if each has 25 trillion, they are even more than people on this world. 25 trillion is too much.
And
we are just billion here on this world. Closing to 10 now. 8, 9. Yes. On the entire world. Imagine we are 9 billion only. Yet the commander, the angel commander of heaven, command 25 trillion in his group. How many planets do you join up? And the population there, they are numerous. To have a trumpet blown the entire earth and you multiply it. Now you must know these issues.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we reach their codes, it's very important. We call their codes. They help us to discern them from the fallen angels. That caused the church never to receive angels. Because we didn't know how we can inquire from them. The way we can discern them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So that angel, the commander, the seven angels, the seven commanders, they have captains, they command, they are seven. They have balls of the weapons of the wrath of God. These ones supply weapons in all the army of their group. Praise Jesus much. Revelation chapter 15, verse
1.
Revelation chapter 15, verse
1. Bamalayika musanvu, ngawalina ibonyo bonyo musanvu, ebyenkomerero, Kubanga mwebio, obusungu bwa Katonda, mubutukiririra.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God. Yes.
Bakomando musanvu.
The seven commanders having seven trumpets. They command other seven captains to be able to supply weapons there of the wrath of God in the army of heavens, the army of angels. In the time when they are coming to minister to us here, now heavens are no wars there, they finished.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But it was required of us to know most codes of these holy angels. Of course, we first know that their commander holds the first trumpet, holds the second trumpet, holds the third trumpet, holds the fourth trumpet, holds the fifth trumpet, holds the sixth trumpet,
or
the seventh trumpet. And you first ask him, you come from which group of angels? Your commander, who is he? Your captain, who is he? But there we have to be able to know, as Revelation 15 has said, that these captains of the angels, when you remove the commanders, the captains who they have balls of weapons of the wrath of God. Now we ask him, your captain, he has which ball of the weapons of the wrath of God? The first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, or the seventh. After we ask, what is your work?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What is your work? What is your work? After, what is your code? What is your code in your group? Where you say you come from? And you are led by which spirit and fullness of Holy Spirit? Man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So what we know,
so we have no all those issues. For the truth is like this. We have to welcome angels. According how we hear. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 and 14 have to be sent to come to minister to us and we serve with them as we've come read. But not only they come in the dreams, they have to come physically to us. The terrifying thing which happened in the heavenly journey,
speaking
with the angels and all students we are with them, one of what has failed them to work with children of men, they don't discern between the holy angels and the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read, we see.
Abebulania esule soka norunyiriri ole 13.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13.
Naye ku malaika ki gwali ayogeddeko nti tula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe b'entebe y'ebigere byo.
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Verse
14.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be hearers of salvation? Praise Jesus much. According to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 to 14. All.
Spirits
sent, all they can be sent right from heaven. All of them. Are they all ministering spirits? Are they not all ministering? They can send them all. Imagine they come down.
We don't
know how to send from those chased from heaven. What do we do next?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There, what do you do next? Praise Jesus much. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 8 and 9, they don't come only to serve us only, but even to serve together with us. We reach a time they don't just come in our homes to be there, and they serve us chase demons, and they refine and clear the way of blessings, the heal sicknesses. As we go and make nations disciples, yes, we have to minister with them. When they minister there, you don't know what concerned them. They are as intervened the fallen angels. They have come to tell you that the one you are with is the one who fell. What can you do at that point?
So what
this when you can hear and say,
first
we are going to study of the codes of angels. Come study of them.
And
wanted you think in understanding this issue. Why?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in Revelation, we see. Revelation chapter 22, from verse 8.
Nange yokana, nze nawulira, nenda babino. Bwe nawulira nendaba, nevunamu okusinza maso g'ebigere bya malayika ndaga bino.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Verse 9.
Nangamba tiraba tokola bwotyo. Ndi muddu munno era w'omu baganda bo bannabbi. Naba bakwata ebigambo by'ekitabo kino. Sinza Katonda.
Then he said unto me, see you do it not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of them who keep the words of this book, worship God. Yes. He told him to worship God. He said, we fellow servants. We are your fellow servants. Even with prophets. Those who keep words in this book in all generations. Just as it is today. Don't just aim to do what we read in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 and 14. That they are sent to come to minister or to those who inherit salvation like me and you. But Revelation 22 verse 8 and 9, and we are going to minister with them. Most as we head into
campaign and do or revival and restoration.
Campaign and doing revival and restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets who were there from the beginning. It's the new and the old testament. They are going to resume be known and they'll be done as they were, as they should be, and the way they will be forever. And the aspect of going to minister, the aspect of first will come them. How do we discern those who chased before in heaven? Yes. Already they have camped on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And there is a confusion in this world, a lot of it. There are religions which have been begun. Of course, let's begin like this. There is different witchcraft begun in the midst of the world. And these fallen angels are behind them. There are many religions which have been begun. The fallen angels are behind them. There are different beliefs which rise every time. Yet these fallen angels, they are behind them. There is a false salvation different in different places.
And
those in there, they say that God visited them. But behind them, there are fallen angels. They transform themselves as Jesus. They
said
they will be coming false Christ. Who are those false Christs? The real fallen angels. Right from their master Satan.
As
ever called himself the morning star. The son of the light. Yet the son of the light. The rightful star is Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
kakati ebyo nanga biriwe ebyo
all those as they are like that
yo bebulani ya 13
Hebrews 13
olokubiri
verse 2
esigale kugambo ino kuandiza
abantu may say you have to welcome strangers
mungeri yemo ugenda kuandiza ba malaika
one way you can welcome angels
na yo ba malaika chikachi
but which kind of angels
era
and
bobato bimanyi
if you do not know this
onaya uroti
how will you discern them
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
arishame tulabe
let's read we say
Abebulani yesule yekumi nesatu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2.
Temwerabiranga kusembeza bagenyi kubanga olw'okwo waliwo abasembeza ba malaika nga tebamanyi.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers for thereby some have entertained the angels unaware. Yes.
Temwerabirakora ki?
Do not
waniza bagenyi.
Stop entertaining strangers.
Kubanga mwechu
in welcoming them some of welcomed angels because when we don't know we do not know that is very bad
and
what if you welcome fallen angels
and
many you opened up your hearts onto the fallen angels and they speak with you in the voicings you hear in the dreams in the visions in different trans and transfigurations
yes you must
praise Jesus much
abambe ba ba beita ba Yesu
some they call themselves Jesus in appearing to you
ekigambo ekyo suba mebulania
you know that what is written in Hebrews 14 verse 2
Chaveno murubereberi
it came from Genesis
omanye Ibrahim yandiza ba malaika
Abraham welcomed angels
ne bali babogerako
but as he spoke of them
baba itaba malaika
they never called them angels
bagamba basajja basatu
they said three men
kati ulemba bane kanisa
bade gobe church has been bad luck
kubanga
because
tumanyi twale tugena kola
you don't know what
about Oyaniza Amerika ngatoma.
Come angels you don't know you.
Kakada to waliona abako nabonga toma.
Yeah, for the angels you cannot discern them.
Tabunge gena kuja.
And the trouble is going to come.
Katisho muruberebere 18.
Genesis chapter 18.
Oruberebere sura ya 18 na olunyiriri olusooka.
Genesis chapter 18 verse 1.
Mukama namulabikira awali emivule ja mamole. Bwe yalinga atudde mu mulyango mutuntu.
And the Lord appeared unto him by the oaks of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
Olinyoro kubiri.
Verse 2.
Na Musa amasoge natunula era laba. Abasajja basatu ngabayimiride masoge. Ahobwe yabalaba nava mu mulyango gweweema nadduka mbiro okubasisinkana navunama.
And he lifted up his eyes and looked and lo three men stood by him and when he saw them he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Verse 3.
Na yogera anti mukama wange obanga kakano ndaje kisamu masogo tova wali mudduo nkwegayiride.
And said my lord if now I have found favor in your sight pass not away I pray you from your servant. Verse 4.
Kale no baleto tuzi munabe bigere muumulire wansi womuti.
Let a little water I pray you be fetched and wash your feet and raised yourselves under the tree. Verse 5.
Nange naleta akamere musanyuke mitima jamwe ne muliyo kamugenda kubanga mutuse eliyo muddu wamwe ne bogera nti kola bwotyo nga bwoyogedde.
And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort your hearts after that you shall pass on for therefore are you come to your servant.
Hey.
And they said do as you have said.
Basajja basatu
the three men
Baze.
They have come
abaniriza
he's welcomed them
what agent ba malaika wano
have we realized that they are angels here
wanji
tulaba basajja
tulaba basajja
seeing men
yandiriza abantu
welcomed men yes
akati mulunyiri olwe 16
now in verse 16
ebatandiko okunyonyola babe bani
and they began to explain who they are
Oruberebere sura ya 18 no runyiriri olwe 16.
Genesis chapter 18 verse 16.
Abasajja ne bagolokoka okuveeyo ne batunulira Sodoma. Ibrahimo nagenda nabo okubawerekerako.
And the men rose up from there and looked towards Sodom and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way.
Olinyole 17.
Verse 17.
Mukama na yogera nti Ibulayimu na mukisa chenkola.
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?
Olinyole 18.
Verse 18. Yes.
Baulira nti Mukama tebanamanya
Lord.
Tebanamanya wa malaika. Not
yet.
Yalimo omoyo mutukufu.
Whether the Holy Spirit is in these angels.
Katumala yingira ruwa sura ya 19.
First enter the verse 19.
Bamugambi tutunza kisa tukenda Sodom.
Are not hide it from Abraham, we go to Sodom.
Kakati bani ataba yingira Sodom.
Who are those who entered in Sodom?
Katusome wano murubereberi 19.
Let's read the Genesis 19 in the verse 1.
Murubereberi sura ya 19 n'olunyido olusooka.
Genesis chapter 19 verse 1.
Ne bamalaika babiri ne batuuka Sodom oku ne batuuka Sodom akawungezi. Ne Luti yali atudde mu mulyango gwe Sodoma. Luti n'abalaba n'agolokoka okubasisinkana n'avunnama amaaso ge.
And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lut sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lut seeing them rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground.
Omanyi bubosume rubereberi 18.
When you read Genesis 18, and you finish it well,
waliwo eyasigalayo ngaayogera na Ibulayimu.
There is one who remained to speak with Abraham.
Ababiri ne bayingira mu Sodom.
And the two entered in Sodom.
Abamalaika.
Those are angels.
Yes, ye bachi.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Wanga Bible yenyonyola nti Mukama nasigalanga ayogera na Ibulayimu.
Because Bible explained God remained to speak with Abraham.
Ababiri bone bagenda.
And the two went on. They entered Sodom. But the question is, in this your generation, when
you
not understood of these seven groups of angels, their works, their codes, and the way they are led by seven spirits of God, how do you have discerned them from fallen angels? Because the warning immediately began when the New Testament began. The meaning was why? Because they told us, Galatians 1 verse 6 up to 8, that I'm afraid
issues,
a great problem has come in for those who are going to trouble you. And they bring another gospel, including fallen angels. But we are afraid. Whether they say it's a letter from Moses, whether an angel says it's from heaven, and they bring another gospel, let him be cast. They will be the angels.
Fallen
angels appear, bring another gospel in the world. We see different sorcery in the world. We see
religions
with the funny gospels. We saw their beliefs there.
Bible
speaks another, they do other things. There is a fake salvation.
Salvation
of truth is being consumed, finishing
out.
Didn't take attention to that. The
minute,
there is a mess of the fallen angels.
Not
like you going in the revival. Are we there, those going? Are you going to do revival? You're going to work with angels? Are you ready to welcome them in the world? Because we already called them. We no more can reverse it.
Cannot
speak before an angel. That what? Why did we do it? Can you speak before an angel? Why you did you do that? Ecclesiastes 5 will catch you.
Abagalatia esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
Newonya kubanga musenguka mangu bwe muti eyabayita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenda eri enjiri efaanana obulala.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Olinyo olw'omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Si ndala wabula abantu ababateganya abaagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Which is not another. But there will be some that trouble you,
and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8.
Naye obanga fe oba malayika ava mu ggulu bw'abuuliranga enjiri wabula singa bwe twababuulira akolimirwenga.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be cursed. Verse 9.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Bagambi.
They have said, whether he says an apostle, whether a letter come from the apostles, whether they say an angel and bring another gospel, you curse him. Man.
In
this our generation is an angel and you curse him. Man.
Over a good day.
Already fallen line, you're rolling on the floor.
Oh,
God is appeared. Now church. There has been a great problem. When I speak that we need to know very well the codes of these angels are going to help us so much because we have come knowing. There are seven commanders. There are seven captains. And we knew their work. These codes. They are what usually appear to be hard.
But
come understanding where they are led by seven spirits of God. All those we are to ask them. But the main ingredient, it is in this code. You know, in the Old Testament, beginning to open the New Testament, they had codes. They used one code. Discerning between fallen angels, the codes were changed. They gave them new ones. For the code was one. Peace be unto you. That's what they used in the Old Testament. To open up the New Testament. That peace be unto you. But they were changed. After discerning the fallen angels. Them two would have come saying, peace be unto you. Because they have a trick that in the 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14 up to 15,
then
they are like their master Satan. They transform themselves as angels of light. Even the servants they send them appear as apostles of righteousness. Yet what they have brought, it differs from the gospel which is in the Bible.
I've
never seen Apostle Paul when the servant and is with the heading,
death must die.
Kufa alino kufa. Now who will kill death? When you look at the gospel, how it is, and the things you hear in religions out there, and those you hear in the beliefs out there, even in the fake salvation, which cause confusion in the rightful salvation, according how you see the Bible, whom do you see saying that sow a seed and you tap the anointing? Many things are only foolish things.
But the
said that Lord appear to me. And you ask which Lord?
Yet
there are fallen angels in the midst there. They cannot ask them any question because they do not know them. Many hear voices. They cannot ask it of who. Praise Jesus much.
So at least
before I break down those codes, the reason why you must know them. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Corinthians, you see.
2
Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14.
So si cha magero. Kubanga ne Satani yefananya nga malaika owomusana.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Verse 15. Kale si kitalo era n'abaweereza be bwe befananya nga abaweereza b'obutuukirivu. Enkomerero yaabwe eribeera ng'ebikolwa byabwe.
Therefore, it is no great thing
if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Yes. It's not, it's no great thing. Right from the beginning, Satan himself transformed as angel of light. It's no wonder. These angels did it. Appeared as angels of righteousness. And they planted religions. But when you check in the truth of the scriptures, the ways there are not written anywhere.
Those
twisted meaning of the Bible. Different beliefs in the world.
And
don't know even the kingdom of God. The righteousness of God. Don't know the kingdom of heaven. Revealed secrets of kingdom of heaven. Person doesn't know how heaven is.
The religions
there year after year. It kills everything born by children of men. It kills them. There are those who are wild. The fallen angels
and
came down with Lucifer filled with wrath. And the religion spedias does not explain heaven to the people. Yes, that religion,
it's an
embassy of God in heaven. That belief that it's there, embassy of God in the world, it cannot explain heaven, how they go there, how they live there. And you find salvation and you are in take it. The devils knew one thing. Let's go confuse the world. Fallen angels began appealing to people. And the humans. They worshipped fallen angels and they never knew.
For
in Revelation 12, verse 12, verse 7, up to 10, a war happened in heaven
at
the beginning of AD. What we call beginning of AD. After death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, a war happened in heaven. Copies of heavens needed to be sanctified
with
the blood of Jesus. Angels were all commanded. They bow down to worship the Son. They get sanctified. Angels of Satan, they refused. Caused them to be chased from heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now when they chased them, they came filled with wrath. Before we read Revelation 12, when God brought the firstborn in the world, commanded all his angels in heavens to worship him. Now the angels of Satan, they say, we are not going to worship him. Let's read in Hebrews, you first see. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 6. And again, when he brings the first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him. Yes. When he brought the first begotten in the world, commanded all angels in heaven, you both worship the Son. Now problem had come. The rebellious angels, those on the side of Satan, and they said, we are not going to worship him. But remember,
the
entire heavens needed the blood of Jesus. They get sanctified.
They refused,
humble as some of children of men have refused. But you know the others were chased from heaven. You are chased from this earth.
And
you're cast in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what we're reading.
Let's read we here.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23.
Hebrews 9 verse 23.
Kale bifananyi byebyo byomugulu kyabigwanira okunazibwa nebyo naye ebyomugulu byennyini okunazibwa ne saddake zisinga ezo.
It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with the better sacrifices than these. Yes. Things in heavens needed to be purified. Now Hebrews chapter 1, they have told us, when he brought the first begotten in the world, speaks to all his angels, worship the Son. For the reason, Hebrews 9:23, they all needed to be purified. For Satan, he was in the heavens with his angels. And some he corrupted them. Now those he corrupted, they said, we don't bow to him. Yes.
Just
as you see children of men who have big heads, who have refused to believe Christ Jesus to take sins from them. Now, our Lord Jesus, when he reached in heaven, they had to chase them from there. Satan and his fallen angels. And the war began in heaven.
Between
angels who had believed in the Son, and they bowed to him. 100 trillion angels. And they got a third
of
angels who followed Satan, and they chased them from heaven. And they came down on this earth. And some were imprisoned, others are roaming on this world.
They
are put in the hands of church you, cause them be bound in the bottomless pit. But those you do not know them, you
both
just demons of your descendants who died. Yet your descendants are not here. Fallen angels are one who appear as demons of your relatives.
Want
you understand this aspect very well. Before I hit on the codes of the angels, understand it very well, it's very dangerous. It's confused the world for a long time. To discern between the fallen angels, the angels of Satan, the holy angels of God. What the holy angels of God do, even angels of Satan, the fallen, what they do, discerning there has been a drama in the world.
So
that's why in Revelation chapter 12, verse
7,
up to 10, they tell us like this. Revelation chapter 12, verse
7.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse
8.
And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Verse
9. Omusoto ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setani omulimba w'ensi zonna.
And the dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse
10. Kakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga alopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death.
Mm.
Yes. This war which happened in heaven, Angel Michael, all the holy angels, as they began to fight Satan, the olden serpents, with its angels. But the thing which is in the verse 11, that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of the testimony,
they
stuck on the blood of Jesus
with the
word of God, our Lord Jesus himself, as scriptures speak of him. Because remember Hebrews chapter
1,
that's from verse 7 downwards, when he brought the first begotten on the earth, told all his angels to worship him. Why? Hebrews 9 verse 23. Copies of things in heaven, they need to be purified with better sacrifice. Sacrifice of blood of Jesus. Speak only better things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So you see Revelation
12.
Start from verse 7 up to
11.
When they were happened in heaven, between the holy angels and angels who followed Satan, those overcame by the blood of Jesus and by the word of their testimony.
That's
why Hebrews 12, 22,
23,
they will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God, unto the blood. Unto the blood, which speak better things. Even in heaven it was taken there, was not put on this earth. Read me Hebrews, we connect very well. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 12,
verse 22. Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu n'ery'obukumi w'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Verse
23.
To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Verse
24.
And unto Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Yes.
The
blood was taken in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. As read Hebrews 12, 22-24. But remember this word, that God, when he brought the firstborn on the earth, told his angels to worship him,
and
he knew already the rebellion are there,
and is
testing them to see whether they will bow.
Okay,
let's repeat Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. And again, when he brings the first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him. Yes. As he brought the first begotten on the earth, Hebrews 1 verse 6, he said all angels to worship him. The rebellious were already known. The book of prophet Daniel, the number of holy angels, they had already counted their 100 trillion. And they never changed. Revelation 5 verse 11. Let's first connect there. And the two things of angels are many. Yes. Just one day, just a few minutes, let's really see the Daniel.
Daniel chapter 7
verse 9.
Nendaba okutuusa entebero zaateekebwawo, n'omukadde yaakamala ennaku ennyingi n'atuula. Ebyambalo bye byali bitukula ng'omuzira, n'enviiri ez'okumutwe gwe ng'ebyoya by'endiga ebirungi. Entebe ye yali nnemi za muliro, ne bannamuziga baayo muliro ogwaka.
And I beheld till the thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and its wheels as burning fire. Verse 10.
Omugga gw'omuliro ne gutiirika ne gufuluma mu maaso ge. Enkumi n'enkumi baamuweereza, n'obukumi emirundi kakumi bayimirira mu maaso ge. Omusango ne gubaawo, ebitabo ne byanjuluzibwa.
A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Yes. These were counted before. Yes.
Daniel 7.
From verse 9 to 10. Yes. Same number in Revelation 5.
Odunyiri orwe 11.
Verse 11.
Trillion chikumi.
100 trillion.
Ezawa malaika.
Of angels.
Boba asinza nebagamba asani do mwana.
Worship the saints worthy the sun.
Emisango nejisalirwa.
Judgment we are set.
Tuvura ba.
That is why you see.
Yesu byali kuchi yagamba.
Jesus on the world he said.
Njo mulangira wensena.
The prince of the world is coming.
Era gumazo kumusalirwa.
He's already condemned.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
I've
not gone much in those other secrets. But I wanted most that you connect.
Daniel 7.
Daniel 7. Verse 9 and 10.
In
Revelation 5. Verse 11.
100
trillion of angels in heaven. They had been realized and known in the era of Prophet Daniel. Come to pass that God has this sign. He knows those who are his.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
As
they told the others to bow, and they knew they would never bow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Anytime God gives you a chance to know of his, you hold it that Satan never steals it from you. For God knows you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For the angels,
as
they counted them in Daniel 7, verse 9 to 10,
and
they already proclaimed the son in Daniel chapter 1. When they proclaimed, they said, we are waiting for him, O Lord. In Daniel 10,
they
said the Messiah has to be born. We have heard them. We wait just for him. You will write down Daniel. You will connect them. They are so easy, don't you see them? God spread the power on your anointing to understand them. Yes. Power upon anointing to understand them.
Okay, read Daniel chapter 9.
Daniel chapter 9. You come from verse 25 to 27. They had proclaimed the birth of the Messiah, called Christ. And the way to purify his, as
we
read in Daniel 7 and 9 to 10. The angels 100 trillion. And they decided we worship God. Praise Jesus much. Now on this 100 trillion, a third.
We
go back, say a third of those. The one who fell.
The trillion in Gaza to Musa.
Closing to 33 trillion.
33.3
trillion. They were chased from heaven. According to Revelation 12, Let's come from verse 3. Revelation chapter 12 from verse 3.
Ne walabika kabonera akalala muguru era laba ogusoto ogumyufu ogunene ogulina emitwe omusanvu namayembe 10 ne kumitwe jagwo engule musanvu.
And there appeared another sign in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Verse 4.
N'omukira gwagwo ne guwalula ekitundu ekyokusatu ekyemmunyeenyeza omuggulu ne guzisuula ku nsi, ogusota ne guyimirira mu maaso g'omukazi eyali agenda okuzaala, bw'alizaala gulyoke guliira eddala omwana we.
And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered to devour a child as soon as it was born.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, to enter verse 4, they show us the red dragon. Understood this is Satan. According to Revelation 12, verse 7 to 10, the olden serpent, the dragon, and use its tail. What do they call the tail? What they call to backslide. The backsliding kills a fool. Yes. Now the fallen angels, they were falling as you've heard it. In what they say, they use the tail. It is to backslide. It is to depart from the Lord. The mystery they have used, they say, and it drew the third of the stars of heaven. Yes. The mystery of stars, we've come see it. These are angels. A third of them. According now we saw the mystery. Revelation 9, verse 1. You can write it down, you will read it. Revelation 9, verse 1. You connect with Revelation 20, verse 1 and 2. You will see the mystery of the star. And it means an angel. When they say that he cast a third of the stars of heaven, they speak of angels. Have you written down well? Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. You will see a star come down from heaven, having key of the bottomless pit. Who was given the key of the bottomless pit? Revelation 20, verse 1 and 2, I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit with a big chain. Revelation 9, verse 11,
they will
tell you that is angel Abaddon. Yes.
They
understand the mystery of the star. And when they say that the dragon Satan cast a third of the stars of heaven, it is a third of the angels. Praise Jesus much. Means to be able to count them well. You get Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. And you see a fault of the fallen angels. And you go to Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. And you see 100 trillion of angels which remains. And you say, I want to know a third of 1 trillion, 100 trillion. Yes. A third of 100 trillion angels. You get 33.3. Have you counted that calculation well? You said the mathematics is too much.
Oh,
we ran from mathematics from school.
we found it at Jesus' side.
It's not
much and
it
has anointing teaching as you hear. Now we say like this. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 and 4.
It
show a third of the fallen angels. On 100 trillion of the holy angels. Revelation 5 verse 11. When we look for that number, we find yet 33.3 trillion of the fallen angels. But coming from heaven as he cast them from there, they came filled with wrath on the children of men, and they plotted all schemes possible. They put their different witchcraft and
they
appear demons of the dead. And they planted religions, appeared as angels of light.
Mm.
And they put their different beliefs in the world. They have to cause humans to get confused. The wrath, the rage. Let's read Revelation 12. Verse 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse
12. Zisanze nsi n'ennyanja kubanga omuli olyomi asejje muli ng'alina obusungu bungi n'amaanyi nti ng'alina obusungu bungi ng'amanyi ng'alina akaseera katono.
Therefore rejoice, you heavens and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. Yes.
Satan
just from heaven and his fallen angels.
43.3
trillion. He came filled with wrath.
Now that we
appear as demons of their dead relatives. Appear as their grandfathers. We torment humans. We plant many religions and they have commands which confuse, and the gospel which confuses.
Gospel
beliefs and they have a gospel which causes confusion and not perfected in the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God in the kingdom of
heaven.
People should not know heaven. They
are
just as they are. How dare they go there? The children of men,
and they
fight happens. Heaven knows it.
War
to the world and the inhabitants there. The war has begun there. Satan has never deceived the world before. Time it came filled with wrath.
Didn't
come only in sorcery.
Testament,
it was only sorcery. Not just religions.
This
time he planted religions claiming to be righteous.
He
put their beliefs and the God's
salvation,
he diluted it.
Look
to Revelation 12, verse 17.
He came
the laws of God, he has to put them away. The laws of God, we don't understand them.
The Catholics,
they refuse to worship idols. They make idols. They connect with the brethren. The Protestants. They deny their master.
Satan
came to fight the testimony of Christ.
They denied all of
the fathers told them work on the Sabbath. They refused. Religions are there. Going to live in the paradise of God forever on the earth. Yet Jesus said, I go in heaven's prepared places. All these are contenders. They are religions of Lucifer on the world. And God preached on the humans. Revelation chapter 12, verse
17.
And the dragon was angry with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her offspring
who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Come to fight others. Fight is who keep the commands of God. When we speak the commands of God, the Old Testament,
it's
of the laws and the prophets. Yes. When
you
fight those who keep the commands, the entire Old Testament, you know what it did to it? They put it aside, it's outdated. It's read there once when they want to twist things there. He came to fight.
All
those who keep the commands of God,
who
have the testimony of Jesus,
who
have the testimony of Jesus, they are all the holy scriptures almost. Those who move in them as they are, they are twisted in meaning. They have to die. Now you have written
heaven,
you that woe to you who is on this earth. We went to hear that we are in grace. We are not under the laws. And you say, well, you fight those who keep the commands of God. We normally the laws that we are in grace.
Once saved, forever saved.
Once saved, forever.
All
you see in the midst there, there's no problem. We see those on the world who seem like born again. I see the finger of God. I see travel in America.
And
departed from the testimony of Christ.
These,
the commands and the prophets no more on them. Yet he says that not even doubts will be removed until it's fulfilled.
The testimony
of Christ only
doubts
as if you do not have a Bible.
One
who came filled with red,
Lucifer
protruded his eyes. They can say, we are not going in hell, we alone. They began to appear out of this world. You know, in Matthew 25. Hell was created for Satan and his fallen angels.
I say,
fine. Okay. God. We are going to all possible, even your children.
The
men created in his image.
You
have to throw them in hell. We are going to use them to commit evils. You two cannot be with them. You see this world, the state it is in. But think the war is of nation with a nation.
We've
made missiles as if you're going to strike Lucifer. Those we strike have a nose like mine. The same eyes and ears. The color and design. But we make missiles. As if of Lucifer we're seeking for. Best that stubbornness in the world.
Man.
Bomb the people and they explode before they align themselves. Yet humans don't know. You two have been out there, you never knew. There is a great war happening moving on. Humans thinking of eating, going to toilets. There's one reason for them. They fight.
They jealous
and envy, hatred. They think business is their problem. They think money. All those wasted time for the world. Unless they are revealed heaven. Their gospel changed it. I never had things of heaven. You even had them. I had to speak of it, but I don't know how things are there. Even our grandfathers never knew. But they go in religions. And you wonder.
The embassy
of God explained things of heaven. But they're wizards. They bewitch secretly.
Nawe kati yali arokosenga katulisiria.
God said that you're serious.
Baba deba kuwanisha ngoli mutitwali.
Change you and take it.
Rabe ngaro ya katonda.
See the finger of God. Let's understand heaven.
Siye abantu ko bayo.
They chased us from there.
Boba deyo.
They go back. Impossible. We fall in hell, we alone.
With
judgments, they judge us.
Then
God told the devils,
you rebel,
all the children of men will judge you. And they say, fine. Oh, fine.
Are
going to squeeze humanity till they have gotten daft. Let's read in Matthew, we see.
Matayo suri ya 25 no lunyiriri olwana mwolumo.
Matthew chapter 25 verse 41.
Awo alibagamba nabo abali ku mukono gwo gwa kono. Nti muve wendi mu abakolimirwa mugende mu muliro ogwate ogutagwao ogwatekero tekero setani ne bamalayika ave.
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cast into everlasting fire, prepared for the devils and his fallen angels. Yes. You know hell. You know there too this fire. But that's not the everlasting fire. The everlasting fire is the lake of fire. Satan and his fallen angels. See. And they included humans. They came filled with wrath. Worked in the Old Testament. They had never got angry as they were chased from heaven. And humans were given a chance. The men who come from the east and the west in the kingdom of heaven. And they say, heaven, we shut it on this world.
They put
their Pharisees. They
start
the door of heaven. They never enter. Those can't never allow them to enter.
And
the anger was much. And they say, what can we do? Witchcraft is not enough.
Let's make
religions people seem like worship of God. But it is fake. But in revival we're going to
must
know very well the holy angels of God. They are codes. We know their groups, their commanders, their captains, their works, their codes, the way that led by Holy Spirit in His fullness, the world will be nothing. They said impossible. So
study
will not be enough.
We
have to put a way of religion there
in
the same worship of God. Yes.
We
put their beliefs. Yet they worship us. And they laugh their laughters. They go under the ocean plan from there. And they're laughing. We are going to kill humanity. We have to fall with them in the pits. They are laughing. Even the principalities in the sky.
You
know, in the heavenly journey. I would go. And they are in their meetings. And I have the seal of the angel of the seal. And they don't see me. And they are laughing. Which religion can we plant? Who is going to lead it? Let us anoint someone. Wrong anointing.
And
strike those fools to fall down and they feel in the presence of God. You are joking. You are on the world, you don't understand it. You think you are in the fight of food. It's not a war of food. It's a war of life. Satan has played eatings. Those used in the world. Is there a nation on this earth which has not enough? There is no nation on this world and it has not enough resource. But he raised greedy people there.
ng'aine ebintu by'abantu mitwalo mulamba omu bwa
one person has position like of 10,000 people
ayo kachujo omuntu
that he may torment humans
nate kamwenguzi
and put their bribes
abantu nabatekako nabafura bakaini ne Abel
he made people appear as Cain and Abel
nabu yasoke doku
kola as he did it before
urwanisa muganda
you fight your brethren instead of fighting Satan
ulewa misa ilo bazikola
no ganda you see my father misa you say
baina ye binyira
they have bats
atena byote byetaga
kuba you don't need to be struck like that
bagenda kuba bichi
they could strike what with these missiles
nti bantu banawe
that they are fellow human beings humans that will come Satan and is in them and they begin to strike each other with weapons praise Jesus much but in the summary Colossians he says like this after sorcery which was in the old covenant it's the light has shone what can we do people are going to run from witchcraft and sorcery where else will they get them let's plant religions appear like the worship of God yet they worship with the fallen angels
let me be
very angry concerning life when you're seated onto the corn men in the wizards where you worship devils there, even some of you out there who hear us in certain religions the beliefs which not rightful you are in the fake salvation not explain the kingdom of God you don't know the righteousness of God
you
don't know heaven how you will be there
all
that darkness found you are a captive there
Woroza obusibe bwa butawasa.
This captivity is not of marriage.
Woroza obusibe bwa butafumbilo.
You're getting married.
Woroza obusibe bwa butatambula mawanga.
Travel nations.
Gundi obusibe woli ne wamwe mugudo.
If you have you not reach your home in heaven.
Yetabweri
wakati. That's the trouble which is there.
Kinaga sacho ku yes.
What profited the world?
Nengo moyo gugugu busiza
bwe. Yet your soul in hell.
Yistani yamanya.
Satan yo.
Wa bantu bayine mere
kusi. People have food on the world.
Woroza katonda ajija muguru netonya.
Get it from heaven's rain on the earth.
Mere yajito kamunyo kirira mutaka nemera.
To the ground it grows.
Emoto kaziva muguru.
Cars do they come from heaven? They are on this world.
Kati basabe
echo aba saba. Now let them ask for those.
Irani tutandike ichigamo.
And we begin a word.
Ogenda wa.
Where are you going?
Ngenda kusaba.
I'm going to pray.
Was
the call to make disciples?
We
don't say we're going to be taught by God. I'm going to pray. And the praying became praying. It's about.
That's not
the main thing we are up to here. There are things God freely give us.
One
to ask oxygen to breathe. Anyone who wants to intercede for the sun to give its light.
If you tabitu wadebu
as he not feel given that
buruza nibira tabimanyi bituetaga
the rest does not know what we need
ichikuru yagamu soka munonyo bwakabaka
bwa for see for the kingdom of God in my rightest
day ebisigadde mbibongere
the rest will add to you
ebya ino tuongerwa
those meant to be added us
sana yona achusana bimamononye
you seek for them
ayayayay banonya bwakabaka
they seek for the kingdom what is that
no butukirwa
and righteousness they want to escape from us you see
inoko amalire ebisera
bagende ku musozi atende go the mountain
bagame mugenze
no nyamukamu tell them going to seek God there
ogende na mulinyali akunonyo
go the name of seeking God and you begin to say
memo kama
kinene
akajoni
katovira yo no reason for me
ataka ena kumwa
and say that is now you're seeking him
teka kunoshiba
you put on fasting
ngeba kusiriwaza
bagama nonyo akaba told you seek for kingdom
omanya bisirwe ebiyo
you know those fools
Omanyeri murugendo rwaguna nabayebintu
I saw many things there.
Nenti anyera ne neunyanya sine kwetambura.
I wondered how the world is moving.
Ngeri chifura nenge.
It is overturned.
Abarokole ne basuba.
The border gates bo.
Ari mukasaka.
Is it the thicket?
No nyamukama.
I see the Lord.
Rosondara.
Sherekesa ra.
Meshitebo.
Ko.
Mukama fayo.
Don't try show yourself.
Furo msajja uwa
ma. You powerful.
Abantu ebigo.
I beat people down.
Aunja kubanga.
There are wolves in you.
Mukama waga munonye mushabo cha mukama.
Dori mushabo cha mukama. You are not in the book of the Lord.
Satan
made you foolish.
In
the name of seeking God, and you go, I'm going to seek the Lord. Where did he get lost from? If you've lost your child or in a position, you look for it according to the way it headed to. You expect it got lost from. God gets lost in the mountains, most of them. Because most people move up mountains. But the mountain is small. How can he hide in a small mountain? They made foolish all people in the world. And they corrupted them. Everything. They turned it off upside down. And God said, I'm going to say revival. Restoration of all things. Which never happened. The greatest and the last.
Amen.
Yeah,
Satan, you are on the world. Because your problem is not food. God knows things you need before you ask of them. He says, seek for the kingdom and righteousness. Then he adds them. Exchange to the world. We wake up in the morning. Where is money? It's us who plant them in our banks. And we look for it. And in the pocket of your neighbor. Because he said to seek God. Money. We are looking for money. And what is in the mouth of people? You, what are you doing in the city? And the village? We are looking for money. What don't you know? They said to seek for the kingdom and righteousness. And this we added. Now we look for money. We stop looking for money. You make money, don't look for it.
We will.
We seek for the kingdom of God righteousness. The kingdom of heaven. Money, we just make it, we print it in our banks.
And
we write on our words we want even.
But
this is not five. Money, we just make it. In different work, you're making money. They don't look for it. You look for it. Where is it hidden? It's right in Bank of Uganda. Here in Uganda. Even banks of different nations. They get it, supply it in the system. Where did it get lost from? Praise Jesus much. But many things have changed. Let's read in the Colossians. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18.
Omuntu yenna tabanyaganga kempeera yamwe mu kwewombeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga bamalayika abagwa ng'anywerera mu ebyo bye yalaba nti nga yeegulumiriza bwereere mu magezi ag'omubiri gwe.
Let no man deceive you of your rewards in a voluntary humility and worshipping of fallen angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Yes.
It's
not been deceived.
Those
who worship fallen angels. In your Bible, the word fallen angels was removed. Yet you have to restore it back. Revelation 22, verse 8 and 9.
A
holy angel cannot allow you to worship him. These worship fallen angels. They falsely humble themselves. When you look to religions,
it passes
there that big brother in his garments. And you may think this humility, this holiness can take them in heaven. Nothing they do on the things God commanded.
He's
born again who are rascals. Big great words, swelling words like clouds without water.
No understand the kingdom of heaven. No.
Righteousness,
don't know what will help you go there. Satan got angered, digesting from heaven.
And you,
heaven rejoiced that one person has gotten saved, repented. And he said, let's plant religions. And humans never repent, but they regret their sins.
Heaven
rejoice for one repenting and get saved, and they make a feast there. They say there's no repenting,
have
to plant religions, and people don't repent, they regret their sins.
If Jesus
is spoke, don't have any other father on the earth, for your father is one in heaven. Let's put their fathers for them.
They
don't repent to the one in heaven. They go in the box. The father is in there in the box. Like that. You look there. What did you do? Stubbornness on this world.
Yes, we are gonna be
Jesus. What he refused is what they do.
Now the
father came from where in the scriptures?
Now
you two, born again, you appeared like that. That our spiritual fathers. They fought the commands of the prophets, the Old Testament, the New Testament,
and
they are all the scriptures. And church scriptures removed out of it.
Like
the scriptures read all of there. And you read in many scriptures.
Now
they are written. Are we not meant to read them? You are not yet realized this fight. Now the hidden have introduced. Seven codes of seven groups of angels. They help us to discern the holy angels of God from the angels of Satan, the fallen angels. They appear to humans and they put a different form of witchcraft in the sorcerers where they appear as spirits of the dead. And it's all lies. And they appear to religions that Mary came.
Mary
has sent her from heaven to come back here. Why did they not send Joseph? Why did they not send Abraham? Still Mary?
They would have sent those who
rested. This one had just gone to enjoy the rest.
But
they would have sent Adam. For he has had rest. At least Abel.
Had
rested with Enoch.
Why
everyone just gone into the rest?
A trillion
of angels. Now why trouble and waste time for this Mary? Revelation 6, 9-11. They say the Holy Ones go and rest. Things of the world give up on them.
Said,
how long will you judge all the world? They gave them garments. They go and rest.
That
Mary never rested. Every time she's wandering on this world, going and coming. The fallen angels, what they have done to the world.
You
come early in the morning, we go to the second part. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.